Once again, let us consider those last two verses. 2 Chronicles 32, now the rest of the acts of Hezekiah and his goodness, behold, they are written in the vision of Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amos, and in the book of the kings of Judah and Israel. And Hezekiah slept with his fathers, and they buried him in the chiefest of the sepulchres of the sons of David. And all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem did him honor at his death. And Manasseh, his son, reigned in his stead. This morning we considered Hezekiah as a prosperous man. We noted his bounty, his buildings, and his blessings, and how the Lord was the one who blessed them. Tonight, I want to continue on with the message. And this evening we'll consider Hezekiah not only as a prosperous man, but in many ways he was a very pleasant man. He was a pleasant individual. It's funny how you can read over the life of an individual in Scripture and read it that often that you sort of come to get to know him. And you get, a feeling for the type of a person he was. As far as I am concerned, that was true of Hezekiah. Just reading over his life in these three passages, in Kings and Chronicles and Isaiah, just felt you got to know him. And I find that he was a pleasant individual. There is nothing in his life story that would suggest otherwise. Look at verse 32. Now the rest of the acts of Hezekiah and his goodness. There we have an indication of how pleasant this man was, his attitude, his character. He was a man that every one of us would love to meet and would have enjoyed his company. First of all, these words speak to us about his work. Now the rest of the acts of Hezekiah and his goodness. There's his work, the rest of the acts of Hezekiah. We have already considered some of the works of Hezekiah, but here we are told about the rest of the acts of Hezekiah. Now, we're not told what they were exactly. We're just told about them. They're not detailed for us. They're kept from our view. Really, when you look at Hezekiah, as we've read this passage tonight, and all the things that he did, up until verse 32, now we would be prompted to say, was this not enough for one man to do in his lifetime? And yet we find that when we get to verse 32, it speaks of the rest of the acts of Hezekiah. Notice that Hezekiah was not a man who was half-hearted in anything that he did. 2 Chronicles 31. Let's go back a chapter. Chapter 31, verse 20. And thus did Hezekiah throughout all Judah, and wrought that which was good and right and truth before the Lord his God, and in every work that he began in the service of the house of God, and in the law and in the commandments to seek his God, he did it with all his heart and prospered. This reminds us again of the point that we made this morning. Hezekiah was one who trusted the Lord, who cleave unto the Lord. We've read tonight of some of the great acts and the great works that he did. And yet we are told that there were other things that he did. This reminds me of the Lord Jesus. In fact, when you look at Hezekiah, he's a very Christ-like man. And over in John's Gospel, chapter 21, in verse 24, this is the disciple which testified of these things and wrote these things. And we know that his testimony is true. Verse 25, and there are also many other things which Jesus did, just like Hezekiah. Many other things which Jesus did that are not recorded in the Gospels. But he did many other things, of which, if they should be written, every one, I suppose that even the world itself could not contain the books that should be written. Amen. You talk about someone living a full life. Look at Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus was one who was willing to spend and be spent for his heavenly Father. Hezekiah was willing to spend and be spent for his Lord. Everything that he started, everything that he did in the service of the Lord, he did it with all of his heart. He was not half-hearted in anything that he did. And we noticed that at the beginning of our study when he opened the house of the Lord and how he engaged himself and the priests and the Levites in preparing the house of the Lord for the worship of God once more. He did not spare himself. He put his whole heart into it. And the Lord blessed him. And once again, dear Christian, the Lord will never bless a half-hearted attitude to his work. If we're just half-hearted about his work, we need not expect any blessing. God will bless the man or the woman who puts his whole heart into it. You turn, please, to Mark's Gospel. Here you have another likeness to the Lord Jesus. Mark chapter 4. And there in Mark 4, in verse 35. The Lord Jesus has been laboring all day. And we read in verse 35, and the same day when the even was come. Now, after laboring all day, you would say, well, the Lord Jesus, who was man, could have taken it easily, because he ministered and he healed and he taught all day. Now the even has come. But he doesn't take a rest. For it says, and the same day when the even was come, he saith unto them, let us pass over unto the other side. He's going to take a journey with his disciples across Galilee to the land of Gadara. And we all know what he went there for. He went there to meet with one man. He went there to meet Legion and to deliver him from the grip of the devil. He went there at the end of the day just to meet one man and to deliver him. Some might have said, well, it's hardly worth it going out now, setting out now. The even has come, the day is far spent. We'll leave it until tomorrow. Not the Savior. Not the Lord Jesus. At the end of the day, he was ready to go on again and go over to Gadara and there reach one person. The Savior put his whole heart, like Hezekiah, into everything he did. Notice, after laboring all day, he was ready to cross over Galilee to rescue one soul, and the Savior made every minute count. Look at John's Gospel again. notice the wording in this verse, John 9 and verses 4 and 5. Verse 3 we might read, and Jesus answered, neither hath this man sinned, that is a man born blind, nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. The Lord Jesus said, I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. Night cometh when no man can work. Look at the next verse. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. The Lord Jesus, as God manifest in flesh, was not in the world for very long. At his baptism, we are told that he began to be about 30 years of age. His ministry lasted 3 years. And so the Lord Jesus was in this world for no more than 33 years. And he said, while I am in the world for 33 years, while I am here, I am the light of the world. And here is a great lesson for us all to learn. While we are in the world, let us be that light in a dark place. Let us shine for Jesus Christ while we are in the world. Because when we are taken out of the world, well, every opportunity and every possibility of reaching a soul for Christ will have gone, will have evaporated, and will go, be called to higher ground to serve the Lord there. But while we are in the world, let us shine for the Lord. While we are in the world, let us work while it is day, for the night cometh. And these are the words of the Lord Jesus. And the Lord Jesus said, we must work while it is day, for the night cometh. When no man can work, my night is coming, he's saying, and my work will be done. I need to spend every moment. I need to use up every hour, every opportunity that comes my way. While I am in the world, I am the light of the world. So, believer, while we are in the world, let us be lights in this world. We may not be in this world for very long, but while we are here, let us shine for Christ, just like Christ did himself. So we have his work, the acts, and then we have his witness. For we are told there, again in that verse 32, now the rest of the acts of Hezekiah and his goodness. It's no coincidence that the acts of the Lord are of Hezekiah are mentioned here in connection with his goodness. And here is Hezekiah and many of those acts he performed. Many of those things that he did out of the goodness of his heart. Notice that all that he did and his goodness are recorded in God's book. Verse 32, we're told, in the rest of the acts of Hezekiah and his goodness, behold, they are written in the vision of Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amos, and in the book of the kings of Judah and Israel. Now we know something about the work that Hezekiah did, but here it just says the rest of his acts. We're not told what they were. That has been kept from us. We don't know what they were, but we can be sure of this: God knows. And God had those acts recorded. Those acts, the works that Hezekiah did, were written down in his book. God recorded them. And believer, we may be involved in acts of kindness, doing things in the Lord's name that nobody knows anything about, and they don't know about the acts that we are performing in the Lord's work. They don't know, but that doesn't matter as long as the Lord knows, and He does. Those acts that are carried out in secret, those acts that are carried on and done when nobody else is here, nobody else is around, and no one sees what we're doing for the Lord and in the cause of Christ. No one sees except the Lord, and what we do, He writes it down. He records it. Revelation 20, verse 12. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works. Who wrote those things in the books? None other than the Lord Himself. They're written down in the books of God. Good works are, of course, the fruit of saving faith. Good works doesn't produce saving faith. It is faith that produces good works. And Hezekiah, as we've already noted, had his faith in the Lord. His trust was in the Lord. And look what it produced. Hezekiah did many things. And after we have gone through those detailed matters, we then are told now the rest of the acts of Hezekiah. He did far more. He lived his life to the full. As I said, you can hardly imagine Hezekiah fitting anything more into his life. But he did. As we said, faith produces good works, as James tells us. He said, even so faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. Faith, if it hath not works, is dead. May the Lord save us from a dead faith. But may we have a lively faith. May we have an energetic faith, a faith that's ready to do things for God. So we've seen His work and His witness. God took note of what He did. They're written in the book. And then you have His ways. But we're told again in verse 32, the acts of Hezekiah and his goodness. This is what brings into focus this pleasant man. The word goodness means kindness. Or it can be rendered loving kindness. The rest of the acts of Hezekiah and his kindness or loving kindness. This was a mark of this man's character and life. And it is interesting to note that his goodness or loving kindness is mentioned near the close of his life. This man was consistent in his walk and in his work and in his ways. We emphasize that this morning. And here at the close of his life, the Spirit of God has drawn attention to his goodness. Over in the book of Hosea, the first of the minor prophets, in Hosea chapter 6, throughout Hosea you'll find the Lord making mention of Ephraim. And here in Hosea 6 and verse 4, O Ephraim, What shall I do unto thee, O Judah? What shall I do unto thee for your goodness? Same word. Your goodness is as a morning cloud, and as the early dew it goeth away. In other words, the Lord is saying that Ephraim's goodness, kindness, didn't last very long. It was like a morning cloud. In those hot countries, there are little clouds in the sky until the sun comes up and the heat increases, and then those clouds disappear. And like the morning dew, it's soon dried up. Doesn't last very long. Ephraim's kindness and goodness didn't last very long. But when we look at Hezekiah, we find Hezekiah, and we find that his goodness